what sorts of skills did you think you gained from working here? And what do you think you wish you had before?
Yeah, I think I gained... one of the first skills that comes to mind is the ability to follow up with people. So a lot of my job is asking people questions or trying to get information from them. And I think now I've crafted a much better way of being like, hey, excuse me, I really need that from you today, while also just like caring about them and making sure I'm taking my time well. As well as with being a barista, I've learned so much about meeting people where they're at. And sometimes at 6 a.m. I am firing on all cylinders. I am a little two notches too loud, and then someone will come in clearly not happy to also be awake, and being able to just kind of rein it in and give them their coffee, be kind but still kind of short and sweet. They're not looking for anything too intense. But a skill that I wish that I'd had before going into this was probably being better about taking my days off when I'm taking them, because I'm a person who loves to be 100% involved in whatever project I'm in, and I get so excited that it's hard for me to also take care of myself. I am also a full-time student online, and so being able to incorporate my schedule well has been something I wish that I hadn't necessarily had to learn on the job. I did not know that I wasn't as great with time management before I started working.
Here you are. Sure.
I think just any work environment will teach you work or teach you time management, because that is something that... I don't know, it's kind of intuitive in high school, I guess, and even in college a little, because you just have homework usually in your class, whereas, I don't know, in a job, you really have to learn.
There.
Yes, and in a job, it's you need to create that structure.
Right. I was curious, what are you studying?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask.
I am studying nothing related to my career. I am currently finishing my degree in sociology to go on to graduate school for marriage and family therapy.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. I feel like sociology has it has a lot to do with people and what you were talking about, how that's your passion.
Yeah.
Working with others.
I think that I realized hospitality was something I was good at. Before I worked at Cat and Cloud, I lived in Amsterdam for a year working at a hostel there. And that was also kind of a learn on the job, how to do hospitality thing. And I fell so much in love with it, but I never wanted to study hotel management or hospitality or anything. I was like, I love what I'm studying with sociology. So it's cool that I have a career that I really enjoy right now while I'm on a very long path of school, to be able to really enjoy the work that I do and feel like it's impactful, while also maybe looking for another career in the future.
And just expanding on that, knowing that you're going into a completely quote-unquote unrelated field, how do you think that your current career is bringing you closer to your goals?
No, I definitely think it's bringing me to my goals. I learn a lot about people every day and the things that make them tick. And I think one of the things that I talk a lot when it comes to sociology and psychology is just, I don't know, there's always more under the surface. And so if someone comes in and to the cafe and maybe we don't have exactly what they're looking for, and they're upset with us and they leave seeming angry at us, most of the time it has nothing to do with me as a person. And so I think that that's something that's cool to think about going towards a career of being a therapist. It probably won't necessarily be about me a lot. A lot of the time people are scared of not being in control or something. And so as soon as something happens outside of their realm, people might be upset. And so that's just something that I feel like I'm learning towards, of just how to work with people. And I meet hundreds of people every day. And so I definitely am learning a more expansive view of people.